Joining us now by phone, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Mr. Hillman, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to talk with you this morning. I look forward to the chance when I can be right across from you at that from that Twins microphone. And hopefully that will be sooner rather than later, but we know that there's yet a long road to hoe with this pandemic. So
it's looking more like
you,
a little
happy
later.
To join you by phone.
All right. Hey, let's why don't we start off by getting the update on COVID-19 and distance learning. We'll do that, get it out of the way. And there are several other regular business items that we'd like to talk about as well. So give us the latest on COVID-19 and distance learning.
Yes, Jeff. Well, we've talked about this quite a bit, including a chance to talk last Thursday. When we talked last Thursday, it was just shortly after the governor announced that we would extend our period of distance learning through the remainder of the 2019-20 academic year. And while it's something that many people anticipated, we all looked at the data and heard the governor really hint at this over a few weeks. Even though it was not surprising, I do think it was still a little bit of shocking to some of us, because we were hopeful that there could be a miracle and we could be back with our students this year. You know, we love having kids in the buildings. That's our preferred mode of operation. But, you know, we don't cry. We don't complain. We face the situation in front of us and we say, what do we need to do next to support kids? So, you know, as I've shared, you know, we have felt through our observation and through some parent and teacher data so far that when we put things in context, our distance learning approach has been successful. But we also know that there's lots of room to improve to make it better. And, you know, we're going to continue to work really hard through the end of the year to learn as much as we can about how we can deliver education in this medium. And as we move forward, I see some of the things that we have learned through our distance learning process embed themselves when we have face-to-face. So I think there's a lot of things that are being learned right now by both students and teachers and also parents that we will certainly leverage moving forward. But we all look forward to the day when we can have that first bell ring and students entering the building. So overall, I think that it's going fairly well. We did do a parent survey, and we had over 1,580 responses, and we had 56 of those responses in Spanish. And we went through those a few of those last week, Jeff, so I won't go on with that. We also did a teacher survey, and what we found interesting is that we had used some questions from a national survey from the National Center for Public Education. We modeled some of our questions after theirs, so we have a little bit of comparison data between us and the nation. And so what I want folks to know is that our teachers are working really hard. Our teachers working 7 to 9 hours a day is at 40% compared to 27% of the national average. And then when we look at how our teachers best describe their personal efficacy with what they're calling nationally remote teaching, of course, in Minnesota we're calling it distance learning. In Northfield, 45% of our 266 teacher responses indicated that they were adjusted just after 2 weeks, compared to 19% of this national survey. And we were right around the same amount with adjusted, but with some difficulty, both at around 50%. We only had 6% of our teachers report they were still struggling to adjust, compared to 31% nationally. And then the final area of comparison that we were looking at is, how would you describe the adjustment of the majority of your students? And in Northfield, if we combine the very good to excellent and the good categories, we're at 70% of students who had adjusted or either very good or excellent or good, according to their teachers, versus 32% nationally. So while we are a continuous improvement organization and we know there's lots that we need to do to keep improving this model, we know that we are doing very well when we compare ourselves to some of these national statistics. And the next wave of this, Jeff, is really maintaining engagement and then thinking about, you know, how we are assessing students and, you know, trying to assess kids in the same way that we did in face-to-face is a discussion. We've already got some grading pieces that are set up, but at the same time, we're looking at the difference in assessing students' work remotely is different than it is in face-to-face. And so that's something all schools are working through, but that's going to be a focus for us in the next few weeks.
Let's talk about the attendance. Are kids doing this? You know, that's the whole thing. You get them away from school. You can't regulate how much they are supervised, at home. Are there parents working? Are they there? Are the kids checking in? How are you doing attendance, and what do the attendance figures look like?
Yeah, so of course, taking a look at how How you take attendance in this module is something that's really important. And what I'll tell you is that our elementary school, what we know is that we have seen as good, if not better, attendance than we have on a regular day. And we count attendance if students are engaged in the day of distance learning. So did I check into my Zoom lesson with my teacher? Did I have a conversation with my teacher in some other way, shape, or form? So we are looking at really trying to say it's more about did I just show up, but more about engagement, especially at the elementary level. And we're looking at the secondary level. We are seeing, again, taking the attendance through, did you engage in the online work? The middle school students are checking in. They're filling out a Google form that helps us track attendance, as well as looking at their engagement. In the high school, we're really looking at their engagement. And we've had some successes, and we've had some ups and downs with attendance. And what we are looking at is that at the end of every week, we have teams called our multi-tiered systems of support teams. These are teams of folks who come together every Friday. They look at the data, and they look and say, who are the kids that did not check in more than one day last week? Because, you know, there can be a day where someone, you know, may have something else that they needed to do, and they have to try to come back and do their work later. And we're following up on every single one of those kids. So it could be a phone call from one of our high school principal or assistant principal. It could be a phone call from a teacher. It could be a contact from someone from our Torch program or from HCI, who's been a great community partner in this. So on balance, when we look at overall, yes, the vast majority of kids are doing this work and they're engaging, but the vast majority is not good enough for us, Jeff. We want every child to be engaged. And so we're being relentless and making sure that we are reaching out to kids and trying to find out what their needs are. And I'm a huge believer in the work of psychologist Abraham Maslow that talks about we have to take care of the very basic things, food, shelter, those kinds of things before we can really learn. And so we add internet to that. So we've taken care of, we're serving, last week, Jeff, alone, we served 10,000 meals to kids at our three sites and with our bus routes. We have made sure that every student in the district has internet access. And that's been through some partnerships, as we've talked about. So the way that we used to count attendance versus now is slightly different. And we're just, it's not good enough if we say, well, we haven't seen this kid here in a couple of days. We're making phone calls. We're making sure that we're following up because we want every student to be as successful as they possibly can during this very unique time.
We're talking with Superintendent Hillman of the Northfield School District. Let's just talk about you. Also on last night's agenda was a stormwater maintenance agreement you reached with the school concerning Greenville Park Elementary School. You agree with the city, I should say, about Greenville Park. So why don't you give us what that was and also an update on how everything at Greenville is going?
You bet, Jeff. So, you know, the board did a first reading last night of the covenants and agreement for the maintenance of stormwater facilities. We do have a sediment pond on site here that is fenced off, of course, because it's on an elementary school property. But really what we looked at, it's a very standard agreement for any new construction. And really what the agreement does, Jeff, is it formally outlines the owner's responsibility to maintain the on-site stormwater sediment pond. And the intent of that, of course, is to make sure that we are able to mitigate how the water gets distributed when there's a very complex system of when water hits the roof, the drainage system is very intentional to put the water where it needs to go. And we do have this stormwater pond on the Greenville Park site to make sure that we can not have that water all run right into the sewer system and or into the creek. And so it really just lays out the responsibilities of the school district. And we thank our partners at the city who've been very good at working through these things with us. And very standard document, but it's just part of the way that we're trying to make sure that we are good partners and that we're good neighbors and ensure that we're following all of the codes to make sure the water needs to go where it should go. And we're really pleased to work with the city on this. So no decision last night, but we had brought it forward. The construction continues on, Jeff. We know that what we're hearing is that we are still on track for an August 1st taking over of the new Greenville Park building. So that's great. The only thing that we're aware of right now that is potentially an issue for getting delivered are the whiteboards for the school. We know that that factory had to temporarily shut down. Otherwise, our partners from Mold and Knutson and Construction tell us that all of the other materials that we need to finish the building so far are still on track despite the pandemic. And then, of course, we are not going to waste this opportunity that we have the renovation at the current Greenville Park, which will now be called the Northfield Community Education Center, that was a really tight time frame. Of all the five projects we did, that's the one that we were most nervous about with the time frame. Could we get that done, you know, from the last day of school to when we needed to have all of our early childhood and community education people move in late August? And so as soon as we had been looking and anticipating the governor's move for several weeks, and as soon as the governor indicated on Thursday afternoon that we were not coming back to school facilities for the rest of this year, Principal Sam Richardson, Buildings and Grounds Director Jim Colseth executed a plan to start to allow our teachers to come back into the Greenville Park building in reasonable numbers. We spoke with a number of people to make sure that we were within the appropriate social distancing guidelines. And teachers are actually in some classrooms at Greenville Park this week, and they will be next week on a rotating basis to pack their classrooms so that we can have a head start on the renovation project at the current Greenville Park building, soon to be called the Northfield Community Education Center. So that is much needed time that will help make that project have less of a time frame issue. So we are, of course, taking advantage of this unwelcomed opportunity, but taking advantage of it nonetheless.
Yeah, I guess there is an advantage there to be had. All right, we're talking once again, Superintendent Hillman with us. Let's talk about teachers. We have National Teacher Appreciation Week that's coming up. Before we get to that, we were talking beforehand. You've hired a couple of new people within the school district as well.
Yes, and this is a really significant change at Northfield High School. Anyone who knows Northfield High School knows for the last couple of decades, we've had two of the best assistant principals in the state of Minnesota, Jeff Eckhoff and Marnie Thompson, Northfield fixtures, and wonderful people who have contributed dramatically to kids' lives in Northfield over the last between 20 and 30 years. Both Marnie and Jeff were teachers in the Northfield school system, and they both became assistant principals. And so Jeff retired at mid-year. And Marnie is retiring at the end of the school year, again, ending two remarkable careers at Northfield Public Schools. And I want to publicly thank them on behalf of the thousands and thousands of students that they had a positive impact on, for all the parents that they worked with through disciplinary situations with their students, and just for the clear commitment to caring for every kid. Jeff and Marnie are just highlights of what you want in assistant principals, people who are very empathetic and work with kids, but also help them learn in terms of from the things that they encountered over time. And they're just strategic thinking about how do we make sure that every kid gets served and how do we remove barriers for learning for every student, regardless of their economic circumstances. You know, of course, Jeff was big in terms of our transition program to the high school, the LINK program that welcomed eighth graders and helped acclimate them to the high school. And of course, Marnie Thompson's a fixture from the beginning of the Torch program, you know, really making sure that first generation college students had the support that they needed to take that next step. So they will be missed terribly. But with every exit, we have an entrance. And so we had more than 60 applicants for the assistant principal positions. There were multiple rounds of interviews that included staff and students and administrators. And we did make recommendations that were approved by the board last night. So I'm very proud to introduce to the community Nancy Viverica, who will join us. She's a veteran administrator from the St. Paul Public School System. She's been an assistant principal at multiple levels and most recently at Highland Middle School. And Nancy is bilingual in Spanish and English. And we also want to welcome Rico Bolren, who has spent the last 6 years as dean of students at Simley High School in the Invergrove Heights School District. And Rico is also an adjunct faculty member at Concordia University in the Department of Educational Leadership. These are two leaders who come highly recommended. Our selection committees were very impressed, very highly rated, and their references had numerous positive things to say about them. So we're really thrilled to welcome Nancy and Rico to our Northfield Public Schools and our Northfield community families.
Let's I would echo everything you said about Jeff Eckhoff and Marna Thompson. They are wonderful people. It was great. It's been great working with them through the years. It's National Appreciation Week for the teachers coming up, and including a National Appreciation Day. So they'll be able to, I guess, mark that remotely, distantly, from a distance. It's unfortunate that you can't do that with the whole school there, but that's just the way it is in this day and age.
Absolutely. And Jeff, you know what? We've talked through this whole process about how our teaching staff has just stepped up. While we've used technology as an integrated tool with our classes for a number of years, this is not the normal way of doing business to completely shift this very interpersonal experience that education is. Education is, will and always be about relationships first. And the content is, of course, really important, but there's the old adage that, you know, kids don't care what you know until they know that you care. And our teachers go above and beyond to create those relationships. They have high expectations for their students, and they help them meet them. They don't give up. Again, they're relentless in making sure that every student has the opportunity for success. And to you really think about it, we had about 3 working days to switch from an in-person, face-to-face system to this distance learning system. And as I've shared, I think I could not be more proud of our teachers, how quickly they made the change. And of course, when you make a change like this, everyone's a beginner again. Everyone right now feels like they're a first-year teacher because nobody in our system has done this before where they're teaching remotely every single day. And there's a lot of successes. There's been a lot of hard work and sweat that has gone into preparing these items for students. Anybody who has taught knows how much work it takes to prepare for kids face-to-face. It takes even more work to prepare to work with kids in a remote environment. So I'm very proud of how quickly and how effectively our teachers have made that turn. And I've asked this a couple of times, Jeff, and I'm going to ask it again. For everyone listening, please make sure that you reach out to a teacher next week. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's that fourth grade teacher that your student had who really made a difference for them. Make sure that you reach out and thank them. A quick email is all that matters. I was speaking with a teacher yesterday, a veteran teacher who, you know, if you talk to anybody in the community, say, wow, that's one of your best. And we were talking about how I had received many positive compliments about how this teacher had turned from, the face-to-face instruction to the distance learning. And she was so grateful to hear that feedback because she's a veteran, you know, multiple decades in our district, but right now she's a first-year teacher because we're all doing this for the first time in this way. So I asked our community to shower our teaching staff next year with positive messages, whether that be a phone call to someone, you know, whether it be a handwritten note, whether it be an email that you send. You know, our folks have done a remarkable job, and of course there's a lot more to learn. We don't shy away from that. But I think that they would really value to hear from the community because Northfield does support public education. We have high expectations. And I think in this circumstance, making sure that our teachers know that they are noticed, that their work is seen and valued is something that is really critical. So please, everyone listening, make sure you take 10 minutes next week and write at least one or a couple of emails or make a phone call, you know, send a card to tell our teachers that you appreciate what they're doing. And if you want our teachers' email addresses, they're available on our school district website, on our staff directory. So I just encourage the community to help me in congratulating our teachers for their great work all the time, but especially in this really challenging time.
We're talking with Superintendent of Schools Hillman and Matt. Let's talk about one more thing I want to talk about, and that is there was discussion last night about when to end the school year. Is it going to end at the normal time? Is all this going to facilitate a different time? Do you have to go later, have to go earlier? No decision made last night, but talk about the process, the thinking process that the school board is looking at right now.
Yeah, so this is something that I brought to the school board last night just as a point of thought. We know that as we have been reviewing our parent surveys and some of the other surveys that are coming in, I've had several emails from families saying, you know, yes, this is going well. We're pleased with what the school district is doing. But, you know, if there was a way to end formal instruction a little bit earlier than normal, that would be a welcome relief for many of us. We know that lots of school districts in Minnesota are having that same discussion for a variety of different reasons. So I simply brought forward that concept last night simply to share with the board that it's something that we're just considering. There's no recommendation. I don't have any formal recommendation yet. You know, we, of course, want to make maximum use of the school year, but we can all agree, you know, that this is a very different school year. So it's something that we're just thinking about. Again, we're watching what our neighbors are thinking. We're in discussions with other school districts, you know, based upon that, again, a full quarter of this is something that while there's many positives, we also know that there are some families who have multiple children at multiple levels who this has become a full-time job for them to help make sure that their students are also engaged in distance learning. Now, to be clear, if we were to end formal distance learning instruction early, and again, it's just a concept right now, that would not mean that our staff would not work. One of the reasons that we are one of the reasons I have brought it forward to consider it is that we do not know what next fall will look like. We've outlined probably five different potential scenarios of how the start of school could look. And we really would like to be able to have some time with our teaching staff to really do a deep debrief of what we learned during this distance learning process. What are the things that if we had to do it again, we would do differently? What are the things that we, when we do come back face-to-face, we want to make sure that we don't lose? While we all want to come back to a system, or most people want to come back to a system with our face-to-face interaction, it would also be a shame if we came back to the exact same system that we left. There are numerous things that we have learned during this distance learning process that would make our face-to-face instruction and our face-to-face learning processes better. And so how can we really take that time for people to have a chance to do that kind of reflection? And also looking at some other kinds of training and things like that that we would need to do to set up for next school year. Regardless, if we all come back face-to-face, there's a number of challenges that we're going to have to work with too, because this is really a reset. So it's just a concept that we're thinking about based on some feedback that we've gotten from some parents.
All right.
Based on some feedback we've gotten from teachers.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Jeff, thanks for the time. Take care.
Superintendent of Schools, Matt Hillman. We've got Terry coming up, Tim McNiff, News and Sports, all on the way.
Minnesota Poison Control.